And Draupadi can have 5 husbands. What's wrong with Muslims having multiple wives? See, here the point is that there is in scripture something which is based on time, place, circumstance. So if we see the Vedic tradition is not specifically against polygamy. There's polyandry or polygyny, whichever way it is. If you see the Pandavas, their family was quite extraordinary. Because the Pandava, 5 Pandavas had one wife. That is Draupadi. But each of the Pandavas had his own wives. Now Arjuna had several wives actually. You know, there was Subhadra and then there was Ulupi and so he had other wives also. The important thing is that there is the sense of responsibility and commitment, which is what is important. And when that is not there, when the primary purpose is just in the mutual exploitation or enjoyment, and then there is neglect and termination of the relationship for casual purposes, all that is what becomes a serious problem. So now we don't have to make value judgments about any particular thing based on what was done specifically in the past. Because in the Puranas itself, it is described that the Puranas themselves are Deshakal Vibhagavit. That actually there are dharmic principles which are to be applied according to time, place, circumstance. And the time, place, circumstance is an important consideration. So we see even at those times, Ram chose to have only one wife. And that was respected by everyone. So the thing here is that the mood is primarily of how we can best do our duties. How one can best practice dharma. So now if we look at the Pandava specifically, each of them, there is a past life story which describes how Draupadi got to have 5 wives, 5 husbands. Or each of the, there is a whole story behind, whole history behind each of the relationships that were formed over there. So the important thing here is that in today's time, place, circumstance, where the culture is significantly different, where the social arrangements are substantially different, practicing spirituality in any way is not about turning back the clock. It is about turning on the compass. Turning back the clock means that we can't, nobody can go back and live the way 5,000 years ago people used to live, or even when a Muslim want to live, say, the way 1500 years ago when Muhammad was there. You can't turn back the clock. Time has moved forward and we have to move forward with the time. So spirituality is essentially about turning on the compass. Turning on the compass means the compass is the direction within us, the intelligence within us. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. That Krishna says, I will give the intelligence by which how you can come to me. So we have to, according to time, place, circumstance, understand which cultural practices are not relevant, which cultural practices are essential, and which cultural practices are optional. So the principle that is essential is that whenever relationships are formed, they have to be committed relationships. And in today's socio-cultural ethos, the way the world is that polygamy is often not practical and it is not desirable in today's world because, as I said, the values are very different. So rather than drawing upon what is given in ancient scriptures to justify what is to be done right now, we should focus on what is the best way we can live in today's world. There are some essential principles. See, whenever we apply scripture, there are specific examples in scripture. And from those specific examples, we have to understand the underlying principle. And from that principle, we have to look at how that principle is to be applied today. So the specific practice at that time, the specific practice now, that may vary. And in quite many situations, it will vary. And if we try to rigidly try to apply the same practice which was there at that sometime in the past, now it doesn't work. So the important thing is to understand the underlying principle and apply this principle appropriately.
Yes, the last one on this one is